Are you waking up in the middle of the night feeling sweaty and not able to get back to sleep? Well, first I know how much that sucks and just know that help is near. Listen on to find out the one simple thing I did that had an immediate massive difference on my sleep. And even if you're not perimenopausal, it'll help you too. Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hi there, welcome to Joyful Eating, episode 170. So today I'm very excited to share how I cured my perimenopausal symptoms in 8 minutes. Before we get to that, the best bite I had recently was I was teaching one of my confident cooking classes. And so we made a no-cook meal and it was, I just had some mixed salad leaves in the bottom, canned red salmon, which is one of my favorite sources of protein, so convenient and so good. And then just some creme fraiche, which isn't something I normally buy, but it's just like a fancy version of sour cream, basically, French version of sour cream. But it tends to be a little bit more runny, so it works really well as a sauce. And then I sprinkled it with my favorite nut dust. So it's mixed roast nuts that I puree up in a food processor until you get like a little bit of chunkiness, but mostly a powdery bit. And yeah, just like that combo of the nuts and the sour cream and the salad. It was just so, so good. So enough about food. Let's talk about sleep. So our plan for today is, first I'm going to share the story behind this episode, of course. And then we're going to look at, and then I just thought I would share a little bit of my history with insomnia so you know where I'm coming from. And then we're going to look at how I actually cured my perimenopausal insomnia in 8 minutes. Like the simple thing that I did that had such a massive immediate impact on my sleep. And then I've actually got some other bonus tips that I'll share with you. And then we'll finish off by just sharing you with one next step that you can take action on today. So in terms of the story behind this episode, basically my sleep was not looking good and I radically improved it last week. And I was like, wow, I have to share this with the podcast because when your sleep isn't good, it's such a terrible thing. So basically that's why I wanted to share this because it's like, as soon as I found the solution, I was like, oh my goodness, I definitely have to share this. And so in terms of my history with insomnia, basically, sleep wasn't a huge problem for me until about 4 years ago, I think it was. I had a bout of insomnia. There were some nights where I didn't get any sleep at all. And the beginning, I thought it might have been hormonal related, but I went to my doctor and she's like, no, Jules. She's like, it's totally stress. sort it out. So I was able to figured out a solution back then. And since then, my sleep has been fairly good, not perfect, but not too bad. And then in the last few months, it just started to get worse. And I actually was waking up with hot flushes, which I hadn't had before, and just feeling really sweaty and freaking out a bit. And then it was getting progressively worse and worse and worse. And I was like, needed to do something about it. And it was really freaking me out. And so, it wasn't as bad as it was previously where I was getting no sleep, but it was waking up at 1 and then not being able to get back to sleep and waking up at 3 and just all that palaver, which wasn't great. And so I actually made an appointment to go and see my doctor, and I haven't actually started on any HRT or anything like that, but it's definitely something that's on my radar and something that I'm going to experiment with. But in the meantime, managed to radically improve my sleep, even though I'm still having the hot flushes and the night sweat symptoms. So I was like, oh my god, this is so great. I'm so, I have to share it. Although I'm a little bit hesitant to share it because it's only been a week of good sleep and I'm like, it's still early days, but I know I am confident that this one technique has really radically changed things. So basically, how did I go about doing it? Jules, tell me. And really, it's so weird and counterintuitive. But when I say it took me 8 minutes to do it, I really don't know how long it was, but it wasn't very long. So it was less than 8 minutes. It was really, what it came down to was making a decision. And that decision was that I was not going to look at the clock when I woke up. So if I woke up in the middle of the night and I need to go to the loo or was feeling hot, whatever, I would just would not look at the clock. I would like not grab my phone. I would just take the blankets off, cool down, and I would be okay with just resting. And I would know it was time to get out of bed when my alarm went. But if the alarm hadn't gone off, then I was just going to try and get back to sleep, but just be okay with being awake in bed and actually welcome that time of like, because, you know, like when the alarm goes off and you're waking out up, like you just, and you want to just hit the snooze button, like that being cozy in bed feeling, like it's so good. And it's like you would do anything for it. So I was like, rather than seeing this as an, basically the decision was, so the decision was not to look at the clock. And all the second part of the decision was not to freak out, right? So not to be going into the mind drama of, I'm going to have it, like I'm awake, I'm having terrible sleep, this is like really bad. Rather than having that story and having that judgment around it, I decided that I was going to not look at the clock and I was actually going to enjoy the time in bed. So I was going to like, yeah, this is a gift. I get to lie here and be cozy and comfy and enjoy my time in bed and just welcome it. And so of course, what happens when you do that, it's so crazy, is that all of a sudden you're able to get back to sleep because I'm not fighting it and I'm not freaking out and like bringing my rational brain online just by that thing of like, I wake up and like, I kind of get dozy, like, oh yeah, I'm awake, I'm hot, I kick the blankets off. And then like, next thing I know, I'm waking up again, like I go back to sleep. And it's so fascinating. So I'm still having the hot flushes, I'm still waking up, but I'm able to get back to sleep really quickly because I'm not having that thought, oh, what's the time? Or, oh no, I'm awake again, what's the time? It's like, it's just like, oh yeah, I'm awake. I kind of register it and then I get back to sleep. And I've been tracking my sleep data, of course, because I have my Oura ring that tracks that. And yeah, I can see like, yeah, I'm still waking up like 3 or 4 times during the night, but my sleep score and my sleep quality has gone from, I actually meant to bring up the graph. Like I can see like my, so that they give you a sleep score out of 100. And so like last week, my average was like 72 or something. Like it was really like, that's really low. Like it's kind of like a high scaling system, right? So 72 is really pretty bad. Like you can get, I have once had a score of like 30 or something, but 70, like anything like 70 is low. Whereas this week, since I've made my decision, my 8-minute cure, my average is back to like 89 out of 100. And it's like back to excellent. Just a quick break to say thank you so much for listening to Joyful Eating. I really appreciate you. And also, like when you introduce something valuable to someone, they associate that value with you. So if you'd like goodwill directly from another food lover, then tell them about this podcast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now let's get back to the show. But the crazy thing is I still haven't seen my doctor. I still haven't solved this. I'm still having this hot flush situation, but it was just this one mindset thing, this one decision, or I guess it's kind of two-part decision to be okay with being, like to actually welcome being awake and to not look at my clock that has made all the difference. I know this is crazy, but it really can be that simple as making it a decision. And I remember like the first time I solved my insomnia, it was a similar situation where my a good friend of mine, he's also a psychiatrist, Aggie, shout out to Aggie. I remember I was talking to her and I was telling her about the sleep problems and I was really freaking out. And she's like, Jules, you freaking out about this is like 90% of the problem. She's like, if you just like decide that it's okay and you're not going to die from some poor 6 months of poor sleep, 8 months of poor sleep or however long of poor sleep, it's not going to kill you. She's like, if you stop freaking out, I guarantee you that this problem is going to dramatically improve. And so I took her advice back then. And that was the one of the things I did was I decided I wasn't going to look at my clock and then I was just going to stay in bed and be okay with it. And it worked back then. But I didn't think it would work for the hormone symptoms. But it's crazy is because it's working for this as well. So yeah, I know it's crazy, but it can be that simple. And then there was another part to it was, because when you start to get anxious about your sleep is then you start to worry about, oh, am I going to fall asleep? And so I'd had a few of those nights where I'd like hit on the pillow and like thoughts racing. And so the other decision I made last week that's really helped was I was just like, I'm just going to be calm about like when I get into bed, and actually instead of like thinking, oh, am I going to get to sleep and being worried about it, I was going to actually welcome the time. Like if I can't get to sleep, I was actually going to use that time to reflect on my goals and reflect on where I want to get to. And one of my old coaches, Simone, she has this beautiful technique of like, it's kind of a little bit like a meditation where you just say one word of an affirmation and then you take a breath and then you say the next words and you take a breath. So say your affirmation is, we won't use one at sleep. Or maybe say your affirmation is like change is possible that you want to work on. So you just like take a breath and then you get change and then you take another breath and then is. Or say you wanted to, do some, like you've got a goal to feel successful. Like it's like, I am successful. So you'd be like, and just say the mantra and then, but with one breath in between each word. So it's really slow. And so I've been looking forward to doing that at nighttime. Like I was like kind of looking forward to having a night where my head hit the pillow and I was able to practice this technique. But since I decided to do it, it's been a week and I haven't had any nights where my head's hit the pillow and I've been awake for very long. Like, so that's another, like, that's kind of a bonus tip for you if you are having problems falling asleep, to actually have some sort of something where that you're looking forward to doing and not be lying there going, oh, I want to sleep. Actually having something where you're occupying your mind without that expectation of sleep. So that's how I cured my perimenopausal insomnia in under 8 minutes. So in terms of, and then I had some other bonus tips for you that I think can be really helpful if you're struggling with sleep. So one is meditation. So that's another thing but I had been doing that. I'd kind of been working on my evening meditation practice most of this year, actually, but that's something that is a really thing that I'm really enjoying as part of my evening routine is like before the boys have a shower, like at 7:30, going and doing a 10-minute guided meditation. And I've really got a really great meditation app that I'm following at the moment that I really love. So I'll link to that. It's called The Way by Henry Shukman. It's really simple and I love his voice. So the evening meditation's been helpful. I've also been experimenting with an app called Reverie, which is that does self-hypnosis. So they have some specific little like 5 to 7 minute little self-hypnosis techniques that you can do. So I've found that helpful as well. But I was using that before and I was still having the hot flush thing. So it wasn't as effective as my cure. But yeah, it's definitely something I'm continuing experimenting with. Also been getting into the habit of journaling in the evening, of just writing out my goals, what I want, and then also reviewing my day and looking what were my wins for the day and setting my intentions for what my wins are going to be for the next day, which is a really nice practice. And the other bonus tip that I've had is that I have been overworking, like working too many hours. So I've actually decided to radically change that and actually scheduling in some rest days. And I think that's, again, a new thing that I don't know that that's really had a massive impact on the sleep, but it's definitely feels good that I'm going to do it anyway, because we do, like, rest is so important. So yes, that's it for today. So if you are struggling with sleep, my heart goes out to you. I know how much it sucks, but just know this works. Like, you are more powerful than you think, and just changing your thoughts about the sleep and setting those making that decision and setting those expectations radically will, I guarantee, have a positive impact on your sleep. So yeah, your next tiny step is just to make that decision, decide you're going to experiment and give this a go, because really you have nothing to lose. Okay. I know that I can trust myself to not pick up my phone if it's on my bedside table. So I haven't had to remove it from the bedroom. But if you do find that's too much temptation for you, you might like to plug in your phone in somewhere else where it's not at arm's reach when you're like right next to your bed. So that would be my bonus tip for you, but you trust your instincts on whether that's going to be good for you or not. So I'll share the resources that I've mentioned throughout the podcast in the show notes. And yeah, let me know if this works for you. Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. So my email is jules@thestonesoup.com and I read and reply to every message that I get about the podcast. So definitely it would mean so much to me to hear from you. So I'll put my email address in the show notes as well. Okay, have a fantastic week. I hope you get amazing sleep. And I tell you what, it makes such a difference. I feel so much better. And I will catch you next week. Bye.
Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious, they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.